Now, this is quite horrifying, but every single minute, a woman dies from pregnancy-related causes somewhere in the world. Every single minute. And that statement came from the Population Institute in Washington, and they made it to highlight World Population Day, which is actually being held by the United Nations Population Fund this week. Global population is growing at a phenomenal rate. It actually took all of human history up until 1830 for world population to reach 1 billion. The second billion was reached in merely 100 years. The third billion in 30 years. The fourth billion in 15. The fifth billion in 12 years. In fact, population is predicted to exceed 9 billion people by 2050. And we're made very aware of the threats of a changing climate. We've heard about how rising sea levels could force millions out of their homes. It could threaten food security and increase conflict. And rising population actually only makes all of these effects worse. Larger populations need more land for crops. This reduces forest cover, which decreases biodiversity and cuts out ecosystem services like pollination and pest control and so on. And all in all, growing populations make these things worse. Even things like poverty, HIV, AIDS, childhood illness, access to drinking water and the effectiveness of vaccination programs are all made worse by overpopulation. So World Population Day is hoping to raise awareness of all of these issues, especially to governments who are considering ways to save money in the current financial climate. There's no quick fix, and they certainly acknowledge that, but an awareness of the problems and the opportunities can help us and our governments to make the right decisions. If we invest more in women's education, family planning, public health and other social services, this will make a difference, and this shouldn't be allowed to suffer because of the current financial crisis. Already developing nations are feeling the consequences. For example, the credit crunch has affected HIV/AIDS funding in Africa. 90% of family planning in Uganda relies on overseas funding, and fully half of all the healthcare funding in Africa comes from sources in America. So what they're trying to say is that we really cannot let a financial crisis in the risk in the West become a humanitarian crisis in the developing world.
It's also storing up trouble for the future, isn't it? They're making the point this is going to be a false economy, because if we don't carry on with the investment, as you say, what will end up happening is there will be an even bigger population problem later, which we will have to pay for, directly or indirectly. So it's therefore a much smaller cost now, despite the world economic situation, to invest and solve the problem now, rather than let it fester when it will become a much bigger one.
Exactly. Yes, certainly by 2050, 9 billion people, if we haven't fixed some of these problems or at least gone part of the way, then they're going to be so much bigger by then that really it's going to be a very, very difficult job to fix.